From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. lawmakers approve measure that will scrutinize any Iran nuclear agreement. A U.S. Senate panel Tuesday unanimously approved a compromise measure that will subject any final nuclear agreement between the six world powers and Iran for congressional review and approval. The measure moves out of the Foreign Relations Committee to the full Senate and then on to the House of Representatives. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama will likely sign it now that some objectionable language has been removed.
If we could clarify Congress's role by taking all of these steps, shortening the review period, being clear about what it is that they're voting on, making clear that this is a vote to vote later on congressional sanctions, that would actually achieve, at least in part, what the president has established as the priority here, which is to ensure that our negotiators have the time and space that's necessary to reach an agreement if one can be reached by the end of June.
The amended bill cuts the congressional review time from 60 to 30 days. The president would have to certify Iran is living up to an agreement every 90 days. Sanctions put in place by Congress would be immediately reimposed if Iran violates the deal. As many as 400 migrants died trying to reach Europe from Libya when their boat capsized. The boat was believed to have been holding more than 500 people when it left North Africa Sunday. The Italian Coast Guard rescued more than 140 Monday. Good weather has produced a flood of migrants from Africa and the Middle East trying to escape conflict and repression. Somali al-Shabaab militants Tuesday attacked the country's education ministry, leaving at least 15 dead, several wounded. After detonating a car bomb, gunmen forced their way into the building in the capital Mogadishu. Security forces retook the structure and killed seven of the attackers. This is VOA News. President Obama has pledged $205 million in new humanitarian aid to Iraq. Tuesday, he lauded visiting Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's effort to reconcile Iraq's ethnic and religious factions.
In a significant change from some past practices, I think both Sunni leaders and Kurdish leaders feel that they are heard in the halls of power, that they are participating in governance in Baghdad. And although there is the natural back and forth that exists in any democracy, Prime Minister Abadi has kept true to his commitments to reach out to them and to respond to their concerns and to make sure that power is not solely concentrated within Baghdad, but also that there's local governance that has the opportunity to respond to the specific needs of people in those communities.
Mr. Obama said with support of U.S. airstrikes, Iraqi forces have retaken about one quarter of the territory seized over the past year by Islamic State fighters. Asked about additional weapons sought by Iraq, Mr. Obama said only that U.S. and Iraqi military coordination is improving. The World Tuesday marked the first anniversary of the abduction of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls by the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, with pledges of solidarity, marches, and silent candlelight vigils. Jibril Ibrahim, director of the Center for Democracy and Development, took part in a candlelight vigil.
It's a sign that our hope is still there, that our belief is still there, that these 219 girls would be found and would be returned to their families, that we as a nation cannot abdicate our responsibility to these young Nigerians. The search and rescue of these girls is an absolute imperative.
Nigerian President-elect Muhammadu Buhari Tuesday vowed to make every effort of his new administration to free the schoolgirls taken from the Borno State village of Chibok. The U.S. Tuesday renewed its appeal for the girls' release. Former Central African Republic Presidents Francois Bozizé and Michel Djotodja signed an agreement in Nairobi Tuesday, committing them to a reconciliation process. It follows the signing April 8th of a separate agreement between the Anti-Balaka Militia and the Muslim Salika Rebel Alliance to end sectarian violence that followed a 2013 coup. President Obama Tuesday said he intends to take communist Cuba off the list of state sponsors of terrorism as he seeks to normalize relations with the island nation after 5 decades of hostilities. SpaceX's rocket with an unmanned Dragon cargo ship blasted off the International Space Station Tuesday, carrying thousands of kilograms of food, science experiments, and equipment. SpaceX, one of two companies hired by NASA to fly cargo to the space station. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.